This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The latest thing in the automotive experience isn't necessarily a smoother ride or better mileage. It's not even a sporty electric jobby. No, it's cars that can drive themselves. Uber is investing in them. Tesla, Mercedes, Toyota, and Audi have all shown off self-driving prototypes. Google, in case you hadn't somehow heard, is on it too. Companies investing millions of dollars to get people out of the driver's seat and, not necessarily in this order, reduce the number of cars on the road, save lives, and bring mobility to people who don't currently have it. That's all going to be great when it gets here, but in the short term at least, it's semi-self-driving that's going to rule the road. Our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood has more.
On a busy afternoon in Silicon Valley, I'm out for a drive with Andrew Cunningham. He's a safety systems engineer from Volkswagen.
The system's active, adaptive cruise control's on. My speed is actually set up around like 50 miles an hour.
We're testing new features in the 2016 Volkswagen Golf, and they are doing some of the driving for us.
So we're following this car, and we're really only going 36 miles an hour. My feet are off of the pedals.
And they stay off. That's the adaptive part. So even with his foot off the brake, the Golf stops automatically when it comes up behind another car at a stop sign. The car can also steer itself back into the lane if you start drifting, and when you get where you're going, it can parallel park itself. David Leone is chief engineer at Cadillac. That company is introducing a feature called Super Cruise into some of its 2017 models. Super Cruise uses a combination of radar and cameras to keep a car in its lane and let it see the cars in front of it.
And so it should give the vehicle the ability to track along the road as long as it has adequate lane marking and good GPS signals.
Most car makers are offering some advanced driving systems, and right now they're pretty expensive, anywhere from $700 to $3,000. But like most new tech features, they will get cheaper over time. And all this tech can make driving safer, but what happens if we get too comfortable with the car doing most of the work? Here's Leone again.
It's a risk, but we expect to adequately inform and communicate to our customers that they are still responsible. It's not crawl in the back seat and change your clothes while you're going to work.
Try something like that, and your car might beep at you for taking your hands off the wheel for too long, or it might flash a warning. But that might not be enough. A new study from the National Highway Safety and Transportation Administration found that even when drivers are warned that they need to take control of their cars, it can take them 17 seconds or longer to do so. And at 60 miles an hour, a car can go more than a quarter of a mile in 17 seconds.
There has been research done that shows that this mushy middle of automation is scary because people do get distracted. They do put too much trust in the automated system.
Bryant Walker Smith is a professor and lawyer who researches self-driving cars at the University of South Carolina.
These advanced systems are going to malfunction. They are going to be misused. They will result in injuries and deaths.
Smith says these driving systems can still make driving safer, and they can cut down on the more than 30,000 traffic deaths every year in the U.S. So we'd better get used to semi-autonomous driving, because even though self-driving cars are the future, we'll be in this transition for quite a long time. In Silicon Valley, I'm Molly Wood for Marketplace.